Blog Talk Radio.
In the light of the dark, wait, let me spark the flood before I empty my heart. Okay, now I'm feeling better, hope y'all ready to listen. But y'all never do until I start shitting and pissing. No, I'm not, my eyes are finally open. And I'm hoping that my words are not seen as provoking. It's a testament, my limits met, it's time to release. Tried to keep it beautiful, so now prepare for the beast. I'm staying out the streets, everybody's doing too much. And the taxi cab is closed, better get on the bus. Want my car rented from me, no, I found a deterrent. If I was like this from the start, my car would not have a warrant. Plus, 3 miles burn, holes scratching the disc. But I was dumb, getting high, you been allowing the shit. So I let it slip. Watch the slide, let it go, watch it ride. Grass never ever got greener on the other side. Now I'm gonna do what I wanna do every day. Problems with it, fuck you, kiss my ass and have a nice day. You really my niggas? Let me operate in sack chips. When I'm not around, all you niggas wanna talk shit. Crazier, now I'm getting shadier. They fell in love with open, now the daggers say I'm scarier. Got up every barrier, they begging me to knock it down. Begging close, but never close enough to hold a nigga down. Everyone I got is a position and purpose. They all know about each other, so they act all nervous like it's a competition. Stay the feud and the fight. Had enough of that already, it's no longer exciting. Why you think I'm always writing? It's my only escape. Why you think I'm always late? Y'all been puffing your brakes. Love the thumbs talking shit, but still expect to get the dick. You must think I'm an idiotic sucker as a degenerate. Bitch, I'm the president, you couldn't resist. That's why I got my first lady plus a sizzle whiskey. Used to let it go, daggers gonna check ya.
Can we all get along?
I be like Hugh Hefner. Enough of me to go around, but no one wants to share me though. And if the truth hurts, why you begging me to tell her, yo, let it go. Overstress will damage your health. You can't better someone else unless you better yourself.
Pimp named Flipback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute. Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
What's good, Radio Man? It's your girl, Miss Tweety with X and B. And right now, you're tuned in to Mango Radio with your host, The Dagger, where we play music from independent artists around the world. So make sure you're tuned in for West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights from 9 to 11, and Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. That's West Coast time. Bang out.
That's right, y'all. Welcome, 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 welcome. It is Wednesday night, so you know what that means. It's Hump Nights with who? The Dagger and Queen V. Hold on, let me make sure this is my co-host right here, because like I said, the number looks weird, but we're going to see. Queen.
Of course.
Okay, I'm making sure, because I mean, the number showed up here. It's all ones on one. I'm like, who the fuck is this? Like, but I guess you're calling from a different phone than you usually call from, I'm guessing, correct?
I am.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you're here, so that's all that matters. So, yes, you got the Dagger, you got Queen V. This is West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights right here on Bang Out Radio. So, as we always do off the top of the jump, I got to shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no West Coast Wednesdays, no Slap Sundays, no award shows, no X and B models. So, if you want to get your networking on and you're trying to get some business handled, holler at Topaz Lachey, all right? Number two. All independent artists. Everybody's been sending us their music. Everybody's been chilling with us, coming through, talking to us. Anybody's been spreading the links. All y'all that's out there doing y'all motherfucking thing on this independent tip, thank y'all for doing what y'all do. Because if y'all wasn't doing what y'all did, again, I wouldn't have no show because I wouldn't have no fucking music to play. Ain't nobody going to listen to my music all day. So thank you, thank you, thank you for fitting me. And then it's also good quality music. So make sure y'all keep on what y'all doing and stay on point. Don't let nobody stop y'all. Last but not least, anybody that just takes 2 hours out of their day to listen to the show. That's just anybody. Like I was saying, that could be, I don't care who that is. If you're taking your time out of the day to listen to me, listen to Queen V, listen to us run our mouths, talk about God knows what, and, you know, because it can get pretty wild and crazy over here if y'all have been here before. So thank you. Thank you for keep coming back. If you, like I said, if you keep coming back, you've been supporting the show. And if you're brand new, I hope you like what you hear tonight because I hope it brings you back, all right? So just make sure y'all doing it. And also, again, Queen V, like I said, I got to, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's you, I don't know if it's me, us, or just whatever these people are doing. But y'all out here are setting records for your boy. Thank y'all. Like I said, just last week had 200. Now we over 250, 260. Next week maybe 3. You know, I don't know. We just climbing, 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 or maybe it's just summertime. I don't know. I don't know. But whatever y'all doing, thank you. Keep doing it because y'all know all I ask y'all to do for me, all y'all need to do for the Dagger is just talk about the show. All right, even if you talk about it bad, even if you clown a nigga, I don't give a fuck. Just talk about the show. Tell somebody to listen in so they can talk about it too. All right, tell your friends. Have your friends tell their friends. Family, that's cool. You know, whoever like that real shit, this is reality over here, all right? So whoever's on that real shit, tell them to come through and holler at your boys, all right? Well, not holler at your boy and your girl, all right? But, yeah, Queen V, you know how we do always, though. We got to start it off with some new music. I don't got no new music, but, yeah, I don't know what mood I'm in tonight. How you feeling tonight? How you feeling, Queen?
Actually, I'm in, like, cuddle mode because, you know, I hurt myself yesterday. I kind of gashed my foot, so it's been hard for me to get around, and I'm on my little baby tip. I want somebody to come hug me and love me right now.
So cute. You on that? I need somebody to take care of me. I'm hurt level. Okay,
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I don't know where I'm at. You know, I'll be all over the board right now, and I really don't know how I feel. But what we are going to do is we're going to get into some music. We're going to come back. Dagger's got a brand new beauty of the week this week. Dagger's going to holler at y'all, going to talk to us for a little while, going to hang out for the show, and we're going to see what happens and see where this night takes us. So let's start it off like this with my boy, let's see, Dopey and Rico 310, Tug of War. Let's go. Let's see, wait. No, I hope we can go. Hold on. See, this is why I'm so glad I got backup computers. You know I'm over here running two computers because when one try to mess up, you just go to the other one and you do it like this. We'll be right back.
Yo. It's a blueprint to future couples in love. See, he was the type to stunt with guns. Some more open doors and hugs ever since you let him crush. Yeah, she a headstrong, pretty red bone. Tell me your fish, and I'm here when the most of is. Okay, what us meeting to escalate into a learned lesson. Know a lot of females, but this is spacing on you to feel with your presence. Ain't easy, but I'm going. I play hard, keeping my heart guarded by camouflage and emotion. Come on, she ain't ready yet. And when walking the tightrope, I wanna be the safety net. Yeah, they said we take the time to mean more. You was the queen of my castle. Wish I was the king of yours. Forced to play the background and back down. Call me every you worry, cause he can't make you smile.
Well,
when
I
you
think
back.
All I'm feeling you. Girl, your position and the things you do. I ain't gonna lie. Girl, you straight. The way you wanna play, I'ma throw it all away.
Valentine's Day, give you all things meaningless. Cause he like you enough to lay up, but you just not enough to put a ring on your finger. But you can see you through my eyes, cause you pretty and pink. Plus he a former bachelor, you think he ain't gon' cheat. A one night stand and then he rolling. I'm quiet to watch the girl I'm in love with, cause it's in the heart to be broken. I'm here, you there, it's kinda weird how you can talk about his boss, because he can't understand your tears. Yeah, but I'ma be right here. Yeah, but I'ma be right here. D-O-P-I plus you.
Come on.
D-O-P-I plus you. Just you and me. Hey, we go
well,
see. What if you worked it later? When you share the fruits of my labor, when you were labor, yeah. Then I put minutes in now for hours later.
Okay.
How much is too much? Imagine. Back rubs in the tub. Call me up when you ain't around. Tell me how you don't feel love.
How you don't feel love.
Yo. Rethink your desires and dreams are living mine. D-O-T-I. Yeah. And here we go. Hey. And here we go. Hey.
Here we go.
Talk to me. Yeah.
Think I find the one, let me tell you how I feel inside.
I get butterflies when
that you can't imagine living life without.
I get butterflies in you.
Yeah.
Francine, it's no use. It's not going to happen tonight.
Don't worry. There are ways to treat it. Meditation, Cialis, Ginkgo biloba. Well, you know, for your memory. Because you forgot how to get a boner.
Hey, I'm not the problem. You're the problem. I've never slept with anyone except you. But you, you have a sex garden that was on the cover of Sex Garden magazine.
Oh, is that what this is about? My past? Stan, that was just sex. Sex without love is meaningless.
Francine, I'm listening to you talk. I'm looking in your eyes, but all I can see is you taking more poundings than Omaha Beach before the ground assault began.
This your boy, KY, the Lyrical Psycho. Self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday. Hump night with the Dagger.
But when it comes
Bang
down,
Bang Radio. Radio.
Yeah, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesday is hump night. So we who? The Dagger and Queen V. Still good, Queen?
I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am, right here on Bang Out Radio. You ready, though? Like, hold on, let me sip my drink. What am I sipping on tonight? Hold on, got some. Some of that silver tequila, mixed it in with some apple juice, a little interesting concoction I got right here, but it's going to get me good, for all, so I'm good. Sorry, Queen. What you sipping on anything tonight?
No, not tonight. I'm not even up. Like, that's why I'm calling you from a different phone.
See, you're sober. I'm, like I said, I'm trying not to be sober. Ain't got no weed, though. Like I said, I got to start coming in here correct. But it's cool, y'all. The show must go on. But you ready to get, we got to get in interview mode. You ready, Queen? You ready for interview mode? Hello? Queen?
I'm ready.
Oh, like I said, I didn't hear you. I got to make sure because, you know, we in this together. So we got, so what we're going to do right now is bring in Dagger's new beauty of the week, Miss Nike Evans. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
We're chilling. We could complain about things being a lot worse, but, you know, we try to look past that here on this show. We save that for Sunday. On Sunday, we talk a whole lot of shit. But Wednesday, kind of just get into adult matters, adult topics, try to help people out with their relationships. It's basically ladies' night, you know, the stuff girls like tonight. So that's what we're going to be on tonight. But it's not about us. It's about you right now. So let's just get straight into it. Now, Ms. Nike Evans, now, what did you say? Now, first of all, I love the name because, like I said, not only is that, like, my favorite pair of shoes, that's all I wear, but you also opened up a whole new brand. Now, what does that mean? You told me it meant something. What does Nike mean?
Nike's Greek, and it means goddess of victory.
Ooh, yes. Goddess of victory. See, I love that already all time. And then, so why don't you give people a little bit of background information, you know, where you're from, you know, what you like to do, you know, a couple of things real quick, because you can talk about yourself better than I can, and then I'll dig in, then we'll dig into you a little bit more.
Well, what's funny is you asked her, everybody, what they were drinking, but you didn't ask me.
Oh, excuse me, Queen Nike, what's you sipping on tonight?
Some pink Moscato.
Such a girly drink, but hey, that's why. But that's good. What is it? Is it the pinkness? Is it the bottle? Or does it just really just taste that good? Because girls be on that Moscato. Queen, you be on that stuff too, right?
I love pink Moscato.
So
it is the best, isn't it?
So I don't get it. But okay, that's good. So you good. You're right in the right show. You're on the right show for all this, okay? But where are you from? Where you born and raised?
Okay, I was born in Texas. I grew up in Sacramento.
Oh, wow. So down. Okay, Texas. Now, which do you like more? Now, you were born in Texas. Where did you act? But you said you were raised in Sacramento. So how old were you when you left Texas to go to Sacramento?
I was six, so I came to Sacramento when I was six.
Okay, well then, okay, yeah. So you really were raised in Sacramento. So you would say you're more of a Sacramento person than a Texas person then?
I'm deep down Texas because I go back every year for family reunions, but yeah. Sacramento.
Okay. And what are some of the things you like to do? Because actually, you know, usually this segment's for basically people that are trying to get into modeling or do modeling. But I mean, you're not trying to. You don't do that. But that's okay because you're still beautiful. Like I said, don't let me make that a bad thing. But because you know, it's not all about modeling. So what is it that you like to do? What are some of the hobbies you're into? What are those things you like doing?
Okay, well, I work in health and wellness. I've been doing that for 15 years, so pretty much, I mean, manage, open, train. I'm all into fitness, so that's my life. I like to karaoke. Sorry, I do. That's my thing.
Nothing wrong with it.
And let's see, I'm stuck in L.A., and I think I kind of told you that, so I'm stuck here. It's supposed to be a little vacation, and it's turned into a...
You can't say it like that, though. It's not a bad thing to be stuck in L.A. L.A. be popping if you get it. You know, I can't talk about my city like that. It's okay.
I'm trying to get out. I'm trying.
Oh, man, and then let's see, just a little quick bio that you gave me. 39, now see, it's amazing because, like I said, you've been in health and fitness all your life, and like I said, 5'5", 173, athletic body type. Like I said, y'all gonna see her when I post her up and y'all see the pictures. Now, let me just honestly say, you being in that health fitness, y'all need to take note of this because, and I mean, no disrespect when I say this, but you got the type of body that will put 20-year-olds, you know, to shame right now at 39 going on 40, so very much compliments on that. So,
thank you very much. I work hard for that. I work hard for it.
Yeah, it doesn't come overnight, does it?
It does not come overnight, but honestly, the reason why I work hard for it is so I can eat, because I love food.
Oh, yeah, you have to balance it. Yeah, so you can eat, as long as you work it out or whatever, you can eat what you want, huh? As long as you got your resume in check, right?
That is correct. And when I put on those jeans and that tank top, I'm looking hot, I'm good to go.
Yes, and you love your jeans and your tank top, don't you?
Yes, that is the uniform. I've got, like, I don't know how many pairs of jeans, wedges, tank top, hats. That's how I roll.
Hey, nothing wrong with it. But let me ask you this, and don't take this the wrong way either. But Sir Mix-a-Lot said, you know, you could do side business sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Now, you were able to actually do that. Like I said, you've been working out, but you still got everything exactly where it's going to go. What's some hints you might want to give some people on that might be out there trying to work out and maintain things? Because, you know, some people work out and get too swole. And then it's like they go like, say, I like Angela Bassett. She kind of swole, but then there's people that go too swole even past that, you know. So what are some tricks you can give people? Because a lot of girls are out there trying to get healthy, trying to do the right things, you know, trying to be positive and everything. What's some advice you want to give them, being
pretty
the health
much,
critic?
Health-wise, the only thing I can say pretty much is just getting in there and doing that cardio. If you do the cardio, you do plyometrics, if you change it up, I'm telling you, that is the best way to get fit. Now, lighter weights, you know, more reps, that'll get you, you know, firm and toned. I'm telling you, that's the way to go. You won't get big and bulky, and everything will get tight, and it'll get right.
See, I need to work with you because, like I said, that's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm trying to tone up what I got. I don't need to really gain no muscle. I just want to, like, tone up what I got so it can get tight. Like, try to work on that. But damn, like I said, what else? Anything you want to ask, Queen? Like I said, we got the health guru right here. Like,
I mean, I want to know, too, because, I mean, I like my body as is, but, you know, my little butt area is kind of on the downslope, I'll say.
when you say downslope, what do you mean?
Not in a bad way. Like, it just, you know, it needs to just sit up a little bit higher. Like, the position and the shape of it is nice in my eyes. I can't speak for anybody else and how everybody else feels about it, but I just need it just a little bit higher. Like, you know, get it off the back of my thighs and let it sit up on its own, you know? Like, I want to know how we can get it to just sit up just a little bit higher.
So what you want to do pretty much is get in there and do some squats. I'm telling you right now, the squats are a girl's best friend, and it's your butt's best friend. Or if we say, it's all about the squat and lunges, girl.
Okay.
Squat lunges. Okay. All right. Now let's see. Now you said you've been in the health game for how long? Like all your life? Like how many years? Can we round it up?
Like 12 to 15.
12 to 15, and that's personal trainer and all that kind of stuff, right? So it's like,
managing.
Well, see, you also need to give me, like I said, I got your email, but, I mean, you never know. You need to send me a couple more things. I'll be able to let people know how they can contact you and everything because, like I said, we may send you some personal training. Like I said, I'm trying to see what's up. I'm trying to get by next summer, I'm trying to be able to walk around with my shirt off. Try to be like one of them. What I like to call them the Tyler Perry niggas. You see the Tyler Perry dudes? Because Tyler Perry get all the big, swole, glistening niggas. I'm not trying to be like that, but I at least want my body to look like that. So that's
well,
what I'm working
help
on.
You. I can help you.
Okay, well, that's why you're trying to run out of L.A. But let me ask this also as well. I mean, have you ever been offered, like, things for, like, modeling or anything like that? Because you seem like the type where guys will throw that kind of stuff at you every day.
You know what's funny is I haven't.
Oh, well, you just... What kind of music do you listen to?
You know, I get offered other stuff.
Oh, like what? What you get offered? Hold on, here we go. What you get offered?
I get offered, hey, you know, you want to come back with me? You want to do this? Do you want to be, you know, my master? That kind of stuff.
Oh, wow. Maybe on that. Oh, but honestly, on some dominatrix stuff, I could see you on like some like dark leather, high heels, you know, whip chain. I mean, hey, my wife will be on this shit. They personally want you to train them in the arts of all kinds of shit, don't they?
They do. They want me to be dominant over them. And I'm like, you know what? I'm thinking I might have to go that direction.
Hey, are you more, would you say you have a dominant personality? I mean, you seem very open, you seem very honest, but I mean, because some of these, I've heard stories. Like I said, some of these people be on some crazy, like, stick the plunger up my ass and turn it and all kind of shit like that. Like, they be on some crazy shit on that dominatrix tip.
Well, see, some of the people that I've encountered, they're not into that. They just pretty much want to be, you know, like my slave. They want to bow down to me, make me happy, that kind of thing. That's what they're looking for. They're not into, like, really teaching and things like that.
Oh, okay. So they just want to lick on your heels and all kind of stuff like that. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, I guess. There's something wrong with some people, but nothing wrong with that. But so what are you saying, so you would stick with the, is that what you're going to be involved with then, I guess, for now? I mean, you're going to stick with the health thing? Is there anything you want to branch out into? Any other avenues you want to inspect and look at? Or are you just cool where you at?
I'm cool where I'm at right now. I'm looking, you know, to hopefully, you know, dive a little bit deeper into personal training and, you know, opening up my own studio. That's what I really want to do because I'm tired of making everybody else rich. It's time for me to do what I need to do.
As you motherfucking should. That's right. And then, let's see, kids, family?
Daughter. My daughter's turning 21 in October.
Okay. Uh-oh, 21. That's it now. It's all day. 21 is the cracking year. But, okay, but then single parent, if you don't mind me asking?
Single parent. I raised her, put her through college. She dances. She's making me proud. She's lived out here in L.A. for 2 years. So, yeah, she's doing what she needs to do.
As she should, just like her mama. And then that's also like, too, because you hear a lot of women that get on and be talking about, you know, want to complain about, you know, they're looking for a handout, they need this, they need that, and not willing to put in that work. But not only did you put in the work for yourself, you did that for your daughter. Like I said, put her through school. That's a round of applause right there because a lot of people ain't going to step up and do that. But was it tough? Because I know I got a lot of single mothers that probably be listening to this show and everything, and I mean, maybe they start to lose focus on a lot of things, or how, any advice you would give them on how to stay focused on, you know, what you got to do and not give up or anything like that?
Well, here's the thing. I had my daughter when I was in the 11th grade, so I was in high school when I had my daughter. And so the thing is this, I mean, I did marry her dad. I divorced him when I was 21. But the thing is, I mean, I worked 3 jobs. I tried to be a role model for my daughter, and I always told her, here's the deal. You're going to go out into this world. You're going to be respectful. You're going to work. You're going to do what you need to do. You're not going to get pregnant. You're going to graduate. You're going to go to college, and I'm going to be an example. So my daughter has watched me. I mean, I've worked from 6 a.m. to, like, midnight, just making sure she had what was necessary. I paid for private school. I never asked for a handout, and I just worked. And the thing is this. The end results speak for themselves. So when you find yourself getting down and out, I mean, it's just a moment in time, and you just got to stay positive. And I tell people, and I even heard this from, you know, like a pastor. He's like, you know what? You just struggle and suffer well, and that's what I do. I put a positive spin to it, and everything's a positive.
See, that's why I like to hear, because you're doing something, like I said, you do something that I can't even do. You put a positive spin on everything. See, me, I'm one of those, I put a negative shit on. I don't put negativity out in the world. But as I've said many times on this show, it's like I'm an optimist as well as I'm a realist. So the things that I want for people, the things that I want to happen, you know, I always have the best, you know, in my head or in mind for people. But in reality, you know, it's people that don't want to do shit and don't want to get up off their ass and don't want to be that person, you know, don't want to step up and everything. So it's always like it always bothers me at that sense because – on one hand, it's like, yes, you want this, you want that. But on the other hand, it's like, if you're not willing to do it, then what's the point of even wanting it, you know?
Yeah, but the thing is, you look at that and you just, you know, that's just their karma. And the thing about it, too, is you just put yourself around people who want to do positive things. And,
yeah.
You know, that's how I look at stuff. And I'm like, look, if you're going to bring me down and I'm the smartest one in this circle and everybody's taken from me and I'm not getting anything out of it, I'm out.
Get the fuck on.
Serious. I don't have time for that.
As you should, because like I said, that's another thing. A lot of people are doing it just wasting time doing absolutely nothing, you know, and if you involve yourself around people that's doing nothing, then you're eventually going to wind up doing nothing as well. So, yes, exactly, and I totally agree with that. So, man, like I said, it's great to have you here. Great to chill out. Queen, anything else you want to ask her real quick or see what else is going on?
How you got the name Nike? Because, I mean, not many people know about the Greek goddess thing, and that has something to do with my name, too, and why I named myself Queen Victoria. So I wanted to know why you went that route.
You know, honestly, it has to do with, I mean, just, like, my background, fitness, you know, being victorious in everything that I do. I mean, it's just got to do with that whole positive spin. So that's how I, you know, I've been called that for like the past 20, oh God, odd years. And that's just how I look at it. And that's how I went about it.
Okay.
All right, see, I like this. I love it. Dedication, positive attitude, focus. Don't need nobody for shit. Like I said, this is Dagger's newest beauty of the week right here, y'all. Nike Evans, make sure y'all check her out. Make sure y'all contact her. Now, unless you're not on that bullshit. If you're on that bullshit, don't contact my peoples, all right? Because I don't want my peoples hitting me up talking about, man, Dagger, woo-woo, this, that. No, I don't need that. Like I said, we don't need that drama. We don't need no bullshit. But y'all trying to get swole. Y'all trying to make things happen. Get your health all on take or whatever. Get your health on point. You got to holler at Nike Evans, all right? But, Nike, you are hanging out with us today, right? Are you going to go away or are you hanging out?
I'm hanging out, and, like, anything you guys want to ask me, you want to talk about, I am open to talk
oh,
about.
Oh, yeah,
anything.
We about to, like I said, we're about to get into it. We're going to see just where everybody's head's at. I got a couple of questions I want to ask just in general because I heard some shit about stuff going on in other countries right now that's going to make people blink. So we're going to get back into the music for a quick second. We're going to come back with Queen V, Miss Nike hanging out. I see y'all. Hanging out in the queue. We're going to get to y'all as soon as we come back from the break. Don't trip. And this is West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights with Queen V and the Dagger on Bang Out Radio. Dagger's newest beauty of the week, Nike Evans, hanging out tonight, and we will be right back.
Super trip. Super trip.
Already.
Turn my head on.
Anticipating and patience. This is time to get inspired to bring you nothing but greatness. Yeah, I know I left them waiting, but I was feeling forsaken. Doing what I felt was best, and I took it back to the basics. In other words, a dimension, a narrow road to redemption. I remember I was down where I couldn't pay it attention. But not that I got them listening. I don't want to misinterpret. If you don't believe in self, then you ain't living with a purpose. Yeah, I'm speaking with an urgency, cause I can feel it emerging. Self-confidence and swag, all that's missing is enduring. So I run it all concurrent, and I'm ready for whatever. When sanity and labor, that's a whole heap of cheddar. I'm my own competition, can't nobody do it better. Cause I'm hotter than the ashes right after the smoke settle. Get my gram on the grind, futuristic stargazing. What they mean, that the grazers in the veil of brow raising, ain't it?
When I spread my wings, I'm a fly.
drop this. And I ain't even worried, cause nothing you can do about it. Do about it, do about it.
Revenge is best handed to haters through my success. With that said, I'm blessed. To this talent, I give my best. Forgive them for they speak fluent with foolishness like the rest. Crabs in the bucket, played in the sand, but they found baguettes. Such finesse, the living truth in the flesh. Work ethic on some bipartisan shit, legend and nothing less. Kept my faith in God throughout the struggles. I know my time is due. AM is the name, deuce is wild as the army to salute. Forgiveness for my arrogance, execute of my high pursuit. Modify my circle and narrow down to selected few. The only thing that bothers me, my family's still in poverty. For that, I give it all. If it's my biography, my back against the wall. Yeah, I know I get a lot in me. I went against the grain, very things, it ain't a robbery. I feel attention building, women dripping out erotically. It's just we anticipate them, can't escape them. This is prophecy.
When I spread my wings, I'ma fly.
When I spread my wings,
even though they held me down for some time.
Folks. for it, my money on call. Bottle popping at your favorite sports bar. Hoes lean on me, modern day Joe Clark. Them niggas get caught it cause they don't know y'all. Checking my fit, that boy's so sharp. Just floating in the water, but watch your Coast Guard. Hating but want me to sign his postcard. That's crazy, like intervention. Smoke hard, watch me go in. Bad bitches notice him. Six figure sick niggas, watch them go in, girl. Hold them up. They've been waiting for Young Chef to show his drug. RM rapping like somebody knows it's us. No, it's us. No, it's us. No, it's us. Hold them up.
Like a million when I pull up.
Let's go.
Shitting on these niggas, where's my pull up?
Okay.
Dutchie in my mouth, Crispies on my feet.
Nice.
Dollar sign, P-A-R-K fucking Z. It's AMG Needle Gang, we the best round. Wrong team, hit your scene, tear your set down. Flex on you, make you move to the next town. You old news, my nigga, we the best now. Chef got them open, bruh. VIP sipping and blowing stuff. Making mad noise this year, so they know it's us.
Hold them up, they've been waiting for Young Chef to show his drug. RM rapping facts, somebody know it's us. No. Shoot with a glove. On my Johnny cock the gavel to a female judge. I do her justice, she can't quit a thug. But I ride so low, me and my coupe in love. On some shit not known as the hype. Count my chips, he flown satellite. High as fuck,
high as fuck.
You can't trust,
you can't trust.
But gas is up,
oh,
he half the buck.
Best mix,
no limit.
Next wish,
1,000 grand.
Netflix, check shit, sex quick. Understand us.
Hold them up. They've been waiting for Young Chef to show his drug. RM rapping like somebody knows it's us. No, it's us. No, it's us. No, it's us. Hold them up. They've been waiting for this to hit home with such power. AMG, the team, they know it's us. No, it's us. No, it's us. No, it's us.
All these chicks want to do is talk about spiritual blessings and stuff. We're never going to score here.
Yeah, my hands hurt.
Cornholio, Prophet Butthead.
Tomorrow we will engage in the great conception.
The great what?
Contraption, what?
Yes, tonight the vessels must prepare themselves to receive your essence.
Yeah.
There will be a...
Well, the essence must the vessels and the blue. Let's get out of here, Beavis.
Perhaps it's good that they rest up for tomorrow.
Yes. It is very good that the beloved and Prophet Butthead are so young. They must have great energy to make love to us all tomorrow.
This place sucks.
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
That's right, y'all. We back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, the Dagger. Hold on, Queen V. Let's get her back in here real quick. Come on. Come on. Shimon. That's my Michael Jackson impression. Shimon. Speaking of the Jacksons, man, what the fuck is going on with the Jacksons right now, man? See, people die. Money's up for grabs. People go fucking crazy, don't they? Like, oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Queen, good.
I'm good. I'm here.
All right, we got you. And then, of course, Dagger's newest beauty of the week this week. Let's see if we can get her back in. Hold on. Da-da. See, I love the fact I got two computers, so when one mess up, I can just go to the other one. I love it. And come on. You got it. There it is. Miss Nike Evans. Still good?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We got you. We got you. So we back in full effect. Remember, if you want to get in on the conversation, 661-621-7559. Want to talk to me, holla at Queen, holla at Miss Nike Evans or whatever. Just want to get in on the conversation because we're about to talk about, well, actually, what I want to bring up real quick because I saw this shit and it kind of blew my mind. You know, there's villages over in Cambodia. All right, we're going overseas real quick. You know, these, and I say this all the time. When you go to other countries, you can't downplay what they do over there because, you know, they not us. But at the same time, they be doing some crazy shit in other places. There's a village, there's some villages out in Cambodia where they have what they like to call a love hut. All right? Now, let me explain what a love hut is. A love hut is something that the fathers of the village build for their daughters when they turn about 12, 13 for the sole purpose of them to entertain boys. Not, and I mean, I don't mean entertain is just straight up fucking or whatever, although they do that too. But I mean, that's the point of the love hut. And the whole story I was reading, because it was because, you know, according to the fathers, I mean, when they talk, they keep us up late and, you know, we work all day and everything. So if our daughter wants to talk or hang out with boys or whatever, we don't want her to do that around us. So we build her a hut so she can entertain. But like having to basically like build her own little apartment over off over there somewhere. For her and the boys of the village. And my thing is,
okay,
the crazy shit about this is, I mean, on one hand, I'm looking at it like, are you serious? Like fucking 12, 13-year-old girls hanging out with, you know, 14, 15-year-old boys all of the village or whatever, doing being allowed to do whatever they want to do or whatever they see fit. All right. Now, it has worked both ways. Now, on one hand, they're talking about these girls don't get raped because people actually listen to what they got to say, and it also helps them flex or stress their independence and also helps them make the right decisions because then you hear the girls talking about, and these are little 13, 14-year-old girls we're talking about, well, this guy, I didn't like him because, you know, he's kind of lazy, you know, he's not really attractive. So the next day I had this other guy come into my hut, and, you know, he was cute, hardworking. So, you know, him, yeah, maybe I might just do something. I'm like, Now here's my question, because we got one parent, we got one non-parent, but you know both ladies, and then Nike, yes, you raised a daughter. Now, being young, like would that fly with you? Would that would you give your daughter a love hut? Like,
no, didn't even give her a love couch. No, that does not fly with me.
Because they say it teaches the girls how to, you know, be independent, you know, to make the right decisions, this, that, blah blah, woo woo or whatever, but I don't know. It seems like a recipe for disaster to me, personally.
But, I mean, over there, it all depends. Like, I mean, are they having these boys over to, like, entertain marriage, or what's the deal? You know what I'm saying? What's
well, I mean, supposedly what it is that's what they do. I mean, they start off at a young age. They catch a boy that they like or whatever. They find somebody that they like. But since they started off so young and it's supposed to be all, you know, so much independence or whatever, then eventually they grow up and marry that person. Because it was funny, because one of the ladies they were interviewing, her father, who was talking, they was talking to him about it, and he said, yeah, he married the girl. His wife had a love hut that he used to go over to all the time and everything when they were younger, and then they grew up and got married and everything. So I don't know. But also on the other hand, they had it where the girls was in there fucking the dudes or whatever and get pregnant and don't wind up marrying the dudes. So what they do is just like, and how American is this though? they try to get another dude in there real quick and have sex with him and then blame it on him to keep him around.
Wow.
Now, it amazes me because on one hand, it's like, okay, it sounds bad. You know, they're young, doing what they're doing. But at the same time, they're doing the same shit girls is doing over here, except the girls over here are sneaking around to do it. So
right.
I mean, it's like, I don't see what the big difference is, personally. It depends. Queen, what you think about that? What you? I mean, you don't have any kids, but I mean, would your daughter have a love hut if you did have a daughter?
Not at all. Thank you. I'm waiting for the answer. No.
I feel like this, like, from the point of view that I see my friends who do have kids, you know, one of my friends has two daughters. Like, I don't think that would fly too well. You know, her mom had her oldest daughter she was a sophomore in high school when she had her. She's five now. She just had her fifth birthday last week, to be exact. And, I mean, like, is that what I would want for my daughter? No, I wouldn't want my daughter to follow in the same footsteps that I did, you know.
Right.
Love.
But I mean, it's a kind of a touchy subject, though. I mean, like I said, because we're American, we all know it's like, nah, fuck that. You know, do you wait till you're married? This, that. You know, we have things that we want people to do. We have goals that we want our daughters to do. Like I said, me, I don't have any kids, so I really can't really speak on this. But if I did have a daughter, it's like, nah, you can't do that. But at the same time, I would want her to learn independence in a sense. I mean, because I mean, basically, their whole argument about that being over there is that it forces girls to try to make the right decisions at an early age so they know what to expect and they know what's up.
But like, what do they consider the right decisions? I mean,
as far as, like, man, you know, you want a hardworking man. Because, I mean, these is like, we're not talking jobs like we got jobs over here. You know, these people is out in the fields all day, you know, cutting shit, you know, cutting weeds, farming, planting shit. You know, they on that type of work. So, but, I mean, the girls are basically like, you know what, I don't want no weak person that doesn't do anything or anything like that. They want a strong, cute man that's willing to work. And how many girls don't want
him? Is he in the hut working, watching him out in the field working? You know what I'm saying? What I mean, how's she going to get all that from in the hut? I mean, does she go out and watch him in the field?
Well, supposedly, well, like I said, from what I saw in the report, it's like it's the village. It's one of those things where it's like, take like a gated community that we have here, you know, or when you take a gated community, you can go outside and you see people work. If you look over there and there's no buildings and it's just nothing but fields, you can see people working, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that type of thing. But, and it's also weird because the guys, I guess, supposedly in this village outnumber the girls in these villages. So it's like slim pickings out there as well. So I don't know. It was just a really weird thing because, you know, I'm always on the fence when it comes to certain things because I can see both sides, honestly. I mean, on one hand, no, you don't want your young daughter out there doing this, that, whoop, or whatever. But at the same time, I mean, they're going to do it anyway. So, I mean, wouldn't you want to give them some kind of protection or some kind of, you know, or something on that? I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here. Don't mind me.
Well, the only thing, I mean, that you want to do nowadays is just, you know, have the talk, just keep them educated. I mean, kids are doing that stuff anyway, and there are tons of parents in America that are doing that. So you just want them to be educated and understand, you know, the consequences of their actions. You just want them to be informed. That's all you can do with kids nowadays.
I mean, can I ask this, not to get too personal, I mean, we'll start with Quinn. Quinn, when did you lose your virginity? How old were you your first time?
I think I was 15. My
15?
First time.
Nike?
15, I think.
See, I got y'all both beat. I was 12, but I'm a guy, so it doesn't matter. But see, like I said, if y'all lived over in Cambodia, y'all would have had a love hut and y'all would have been straight. You know what I mean? Like,
I would have had...
I mean, let's be real. Like I said, when y'all was 15 and y'all was doing what y'all did y'all first time, like, where was y'all at when y'all did it? Let's go. Was y'all son? Because y'all know y'all wasn't at y'all parents' house.
I was at the boy's house. I was at the boy's house, and the funny thing is his name was George Washington, so I was at his house.
Nike had the president for the first time. Okay, that's no problem. Where's you at, Queen?
I was at my house, actually.
Oh, but nobody was there.
Yeah, nobody was there, so yeah.
Like I said, I don't know. Y'all had y'all love her. Y'all have been straight. You know, no issues, no problems or nothing. But like I said, I don't know. It's just weird. But it just shows you how society is. You know, the more things are kind of different, it's still kind of the same. I mean, the ideology still seems to be the same. The way people act is still kind of the same. It's just like to me, it's kind of like, you know your kids are having sex, so you give them condoms. You don't try to stop them. What they do out there, they like, you know your kid's going to be having sex, so you just build them a hut. Like,
yeah. Well, I didn't hand my daughter condoms.
So how did you talk to your daughter about that? Like, maybe there's some people that might need to hear this. Like, how did you come at her about the talk?
You want the trip, and I hope I don't offend people. And if you get some calls, I'm sorry, but here's the deal.
It's okay. We don't worry about offending people here. As long as you get back to what you say, then you're okay.
This is what I told my daughter, and I say it, and she'll even admit to it. I told her that she was not to be having sex if she got herself pregnant or anything like that. Okay, I'm pro-choice, whatever you want to do. I told her, I said, you know, the farthest you can go and be pregnant, after that I will take you down and you will have, you know, an abortion without any kind of medicine, and there you go.
We'll see. Oh, you're pro-choice, but then you're telling her she's going to do that? Or it was still her choice to do it if it came to that?
What'd you say?
My question was, because you said was it one of those things, did you like force her? Would you force her to do it, or you would just leave that decision to her, and then if she chose to do it, you would be the first one to take her?
In my house, I was the mom and the dad, and my daughter knows me. So yeah, she would be forced to do it. It's a 2-day procedure, and she would learn right then and there. So that scared her straight. You can ask her.
See, that's cool. But see, I roll with that because I'm a firm believer in pro-choice as well. Mainly just because, like I said, I just feel people are having kids and all kind of shit for the wrong reasons,
right. You know.
And then. I'm sorry. A lot of kids that are raised in certain situations wind up just being just as fucked up as their parents are. So we don't need
more
fucked up people in the world. It's like, take this motherfucker out now. Like the dude that went and shot up we was talking about that on Sunday, the dude that went and shot up the movie theater. See, he should have been aborted. We wouldn't have had that issue. You know what I mean? Somebody needs to handle that over there. But
you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying, and honestly, like I said, push comes to shove, I never know what I would actually do in that situation. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is this. I had my daughter in high school. My parents sat me straight down and said, this is how your life's going to be. And they pretty much planned out from when I was 17 until I was 21. You're getting married. You're, you know, doing this. He's doing this. And this is that. I just sat there as a junior in high school and said, okay.
No, but that's cool. I mean, sometimes you just gotta put your foot down. You gotta do what you gotta do, which is nothing wrong with that as well. See, at least you had parents that cared and like supported. My dad thought I was like an 18-year-old virgin because I mean, it's only because really, because like I said, I mean, people that know me, have been around the show, know how me and my dad are. Like I said, I love my dad to death, but he doesn't know how to talk to people. He doesn't know how to. He's too old school where he doesn't want to adapt, you know what I mean? He doesn't realize that the world is changing, you know, things change. They're not the same as it was when he was a kid, but he can't grasp that, you know, so he gets mad at certain things or whatever. But it was more so I didn't even want my dad to have the talk with me because it was too late already, so it's like, let's not even waste our time here, Dad. But he would still come in every now and then and ask me, like, so you got some pussy yet? Like, nah, I just tell him, like, nah, because I just would avoid it. I would just avoid it. You know, I didn't even want to be bothered.
Well,
but
you know,
that's
it's
just
real.
Me being not being a parent, I personally hope that I want to be as open with my kids as possible, but at the same time, you can't be their friend either. I mean, I keep hearing that as well. So I want them to be able to come to me and tell me anything, but at the same time, I don't want them to just be running over me. So I guess it's a delicate situation. But
and it is, too, because, like, it is, because my daughter will say some stuff to me, I mean, and she's almost grown, and even when she was, like, you know, 18, she would say stuff, and I'm just like, okay, just stop talking. You know, I know she's grown, I'm like, I just can't even hear it, just stop. And she's like, Mom, and I'm like, girl, my heart can't take it, I just want you to be a virgin in my eyes. That's it. I just cannot. And, you know, she'll be like, I'm sleeping in my boyfriend's bed. I'm like, girl, shut up. And my friends are like, you heard what she said. She said she's sleeping in, and I'm like, no, she's not.
Yeah. I mean, I was kind of desensitized. Like I said, well, just to step into the freak mode for a second, why I'm just a big freak, because, like, why I started so early is because, like I said, I found my dad's porn stash when I was, like, 10. You know, I found the videos. And, you know, back in the day, the old-school porno movies had the big, thick boxes. And then you had to pull the video out, and it was inside the little black case inside the big box, you know, the thick-ass pornos, right? So I found those, and then, you know, after that, I'm like, oh, shit, you know, well, that looks kind of fun right there. Like, that looks like something that's going to be popping. Like, and then, I don't know, like I said, 12 came around. I got a little hair down there, you know, the girl down the street. And then I was always big for my age, you know. I was always taller, you know. So I'm 12, but I could pass for, like, 14. you know, just on height alone. And I was always able to talk. So, you know, the girl down the street who was about 15 started looking kind of good. Like, okay, like, hold up. Like, and then
it
just kind of just went from there. Now, my first time, shit, it was actually in her house. And a nigga got, and I was so scared to death my first time. Not because of the action, because, like I said, I was watching the movies. I was like, okay, I kind of knew to get down. I knew what went where. I knew what had to be done. But, you know, you don't know what's going on until you actually do it. Now, I was scared to death because the first time I was about to bust a nut, I had never felt that before. So I didn't know what the fuck that was. So I'm sitting there getting it popping on it. Okay, like, okay, I learned this. This is how this is supposed to go away. But then that feeling start coming, and I'm like, hold up, what's that? Like, I didn't know.
How old was she?
Huh?
How old was she?
She was 15. Now, I don't know if I was her first or whatever. I didn't ask. I didn't really care at that point. But obviously, but I guess she didn't have to be her first time. Cause she kept looking at me like, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't know what's wrong, but I didn't say that. I kept acting like there was something else going on or something. I don't know. She probably thought I was really weird. But but, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, girls usually go through pain. It's like a painful thing the first time, right? It's more of a pain issue for girls, right?
Yeah.
Right. Now, how many times does it – here's a question. I got a good question. The first time, usually, then how many times does it start – you have to get it before it actually starts to feel good, before the pleasure part comes over?
It all depends on your partner.
Yeah.
To me, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. It's just like when two people connect. It all depends on who you're with and, you know, the moment for me.
All right. Queen, your intake on that part?
I don't know. Like, me and my verse, we messed around for a minute. So, I mean, like, I want to say, like, maybe two times after. I mean, because I was just used to the same person.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, I think
that's what it is. I didn't even know what I was doing. Did you know what you were doing?
Actually, it kind of happened on, like, an accident type thing. Like, because I really didn't know what I was doing. I didn't. And, you know, when it happened, I was like, you know, after it was all said and done, he was like, oh, you lost your virginity. I was like,
oh, wow, you didn't know you lost your virginity?
I knew, but, like, when he said it, like, you know how reality don't really hit you until after, you know, somebody says it?
Yeah.
I was like, that happened just now. Wow, like, and I was really scared, like, but, I mean, I was like, it was one of those things that I knew that you couldn't go back on, so I was like, oh,
it's gone. Once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, I was like, it's gone. Oh, okay. You know, so, I mean, and it took me a little bit while after that, you know, for me to get back home. But, I mean.
But when we were young doing it, we were just doing it to do it when you're a girl. When you're younger, you're just doing it. I mean, you don't have orgasms. You don't do any of that stuff. Like,
right.
For the first couple of years, you're just doing it because it's the thing to do.
Exactly. So you're absolutely right, Nike.
Like,
absolutely right.
You're just doing it, and they're acting like they're doing so much, and you're just like, okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, whenever you're done.
You're telling your friends, oh, we're having sex, we're doing this, and really it's just him screwing you, and you're just laying there going, all right.
Like, all right,
yeah, see,
exactly,
like,
Nike.
I can't stand, see, that. Yeah, girls get away with that off top. See, when you get older, like I said, you got to work on your skills, you got to work on your talent, because if that is what you're going to be doing, like I said, me personally, I can't stand a lazy girl, especially in the bedroom, that just lays there and just expects you to do everything. Like, come on now. Like you said, we're not 12. We're not 15. Like, put in some work. Let's do something. Like,
okay. That comes with age, and that comes with knowing your body. So once you learn your body, and that comes from touching yourself and doing all kinds of fun stuff, and once you learn your body and what, you know, what makes you tick,
ooh,
then everything else is bang.
Now here we go. You brought up a topic that I'm definitely going to get into when we get back from Dagger's Double Play. We're going to talk about this masturbation subject, because this is also something that's been interesting to me. So we're going to get into that in just a second, but we got Dagger's Double Play right here on West Coast Wednesdays. Hump Nights, Queen V, Nike Evans hanging out for the night. And remember, if you want to get in on the conversation, 661-621-7559, either chill in the queue or you just press 1 to holler at us. We'll be right back.
Yeah. The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Tired of the bullshit, the bitches, the haters, all of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Fuck it. Fuck it. Gotta keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Hey. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holla at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunts, my car don't stunt. I use EDP to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no backup. I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. I don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's got legs. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, you want your Facebook link. Spending all this money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have, gotta make that get. He get you wet, I get you wet. I do it better, better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Come on, he get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better, better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, gotta make that get. He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better, better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your next flow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you waiting this late. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. Be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week, my woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See, there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you into your out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have, gotta let that get. He get you wet, I get you wet. I do it better, you gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that I never did. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titties sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waiting long enough so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, gotta make that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lift, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. Alright, so put the kids to bed. We the boys. With that being said, we done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
from the jump when you fucking with me. We could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right. But now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chilling, so now you gotta pass. But when that blunt gone, was popping with that ass. Passion up for what I wanted, so drop it. I'm smashing that, you know, and I'm on it like I got it. Lights, camera, action, it's cracking. Yeah, I'm strapped up. Light skinned, attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do? You can bring your friend, she can get it too. Weed is not me, I'm just trying to fuck. You done smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I put that on us. Feels so good.
With your girl looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling. Can you satisfy my appetite? Anytime, day or night. Dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games. Smoking weed and getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong. It's like a game of charades. Dagger's waiting, come and get it. And I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy. Cause I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel cause I dig deep. You hear a lot of noise. Cause she can't speak. Bed or the backseat. Yours, mine, doesn't matter. Want me up in it, then I'ma wrap my dick and throw it out. But I like to pull hair, slap, ass, and titty grab. Got a choke because she deep throat.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do. You can't hang, gotta go.
What I do, dagger.
Let's review the video. We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I put that on us. Feels so good.
Mama got a thing going on like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass. I still see a thong. By all means, get your swing on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash, I guess you want to tangle. The way you popping is ridiculous. The faces have changed, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood instead of flossy. We boogie at the club or hood walk the house parties. We posted, girl, you and the homies hanging ferocious. Could smoke a size you up or nut while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. West Monster penny dropper, right at there. Anything else is obsolete. Ride a Mac and baby, it's all in my jeans. Don't be specking the ring because you gave it in some pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and by the way. And the folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Jumping in the shed and begin to blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I put that on the hood. Feels so good, and I put that on the hood.
This is my life. Kimmy.
Hey, Finn. Kimmy, will you go talk to Wendy for me? What?
Just go talk to her and be poetic. Tell her she's my muse. No, tell her she's a continuing source of inspiration to me.
She's what?
She's a continuing source of inspiration to me.
Okay. Hey, Wendy.
Yeah?
Stan says you're a cunt. You're a cunt. Stan says you're a cunt. Cunt.
Well, tell Stan to stop.
You're a continuing source of inspiration to him.
Take off. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. Westside, West Take Coast. Off. Bang out radio.
Yes, of course. We're back. West Coast Wednesdays. Hump Nights the Dagger. Queen V. Still good?
I'm still good.
Yes, man. Bang out radio. As y'all all know, chilling with the newest bat, Dagger's Beauty of the Week. Miss Badass herself, Nike Evans, still good? Hold on.
I'm here.
Yes, good. She's still here. And then we're going to the phone line straight out the 909-0721. You got Dagger, Queen V, and Nike. What it do?
Hi, guys.
Who's this?
Quiet.
Hello?
Quiet, hello?
Yeah, we hear
you.
Yeah,
I'm Quiet.
Hi, Queen.
Oh,
Quiet
in the building. What it do?
What's up, Dagger? How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm chilling. How you feeling this Sunday night?
Great. Just got off of work, hump night Wednesday in my bed.
Okay. So you ain't drinking yet?
Of course I'm drinking. What's wrong with you? I just said I got off of work. I'm chilling at home in my bed. Nicole's not with me, so now I'm sad.
So your bed's lonely?
My bed is very lonely.
So what you sipping on in there by yourself?
Actually, I got surprised by both of my goonettes at work. They brought me a nice big-ass cup of some Ciroc.
Oh,
I don't know what kind it was, but it was orange, and it's very nice.
Cole's in the building now, chilling with us, and you happen to, I guess, call in at the right time because, you know, you sitting in bed by yourself, and we was just about to talk about masturbation. So,
Boy, this is so perfect. I love it right now.
You know why this is so perfect, Dagger?
Why is this perfect?
Because, so, yesterday was my day off that I haven't had in a long time, like some weeks. And so we go down to our, like, you know, our little spot or whatever, the homeboy, he owns a liquor store. So we all over there, we chilling or whatever, and they just started pouring the drink. So I'm drinking like, boom, my day off. I'm like, of course I'm about to drink. So I'm drunk, right? And the queen and my roommate Erica, they always talking about masturbation, not masturbation, but toys. And
okay.
I always be looking at them like, that's kind of weird, like, you know.
Okay.
So the store, we at the liquor store, we was just chilling. Then the store about to close. They're like, oh, what time is it? They're like, and I'm drunk as fuck. So usually when I'm drunk, you know, I'll be like with anything almost.
Oh.
So they're like, oh. I was like, oh, I'm sad, y'all. Yeah, I'm about to go home. No weenus, no nothing. I was like, boom. They're like, boom, let's hit the sex shop. I was like, who hit the sex shop for? They was like, because we about to put you on the team. I'm like, put me on the team. I'm like, fuck it, let's go, right? So we shoot down to the sex store. I'm drunk as fuck at the sex store or whatever. We talking about all type of toys. I'm looking at you like, whoa, I'm not ready for that. I don't give a damn how drunk I am. They had some extreme shit in there. They had like a 14-inch dick that had like a suction cup at the bottom so you could put it on the wall.
Or something.
Yeah, like, I was like, hell no. I don't give a damn. So they're like, okay, we're gonna take your toy virginity or whatever, right? So my roommate, they go and buy me a bullet, like a mini bullet.
Oh, yeah, the little cheap one. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm just like, because me as a female, like, you know, I'd be blinking, but, you know, I'm not in a game like that, you know?
All right.
So I'm more of a head type person. I love getting head. I love getting head. That's just, it's just
all
my
right. Well, good head, right? I mean, not all head is good. It has to
good
be good head,
because,
right?
Yeah, because if it's bad head, I tell you to get up. It's not that serious. I promise to God, I've done it before. Told them, nah, get up.
Nothing wrong with it. And we all people love, don't waste our motherfucking time. No matter what you're doing, don't waste my time.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm sitting over here rolling my eyes and stuff. No, we don't need, nah, you don't need to be in between my legs doing dumb stuff that I'm not even enjoying for what? No.
All right.
Anyway, so we're there and they're talking about, just get a bullet. I don't know what the fuck a bullet is. I think I'm going to die. Talking about a bullet, and I'm supposed to use it for something.
No, that sounds very dangerous.
There's
different kind of bullets. At least don't ask me how I know. But there's different kinds of bullets. Like they have the little egg one. You know what I mean? That just looks like a little silver egg or some shit or whatever that you're supposed to be able to put up in there. You got the little pocket rocket bullet. It looks kind of like chapstick, and only the tip like vibrates or whatever, some shit or whatever.
That's,
you can keep in your purse and shit or whatever.
Yeah, that's
like that.
The one I got. It's I'm looking at it right now as we're talking about it.
Okay.
It's small and it's pink. No, I didn't use it. Last night.
What you mean you ain't used it?
Because I just got it last night, and last night you were dying last night.
Oh, I was dying last night.
And I couldn't think, and then I couldn't find a battery to be with it, and then I woke up this morning, like, what the fuck? like, I really got one of these things, and I threw it, and I hid it underneath all of my clothes. So this is the first time I actually took it out of a package, you know, and I'm actually looking at this thing, and it says wildfire on the side.
Wildfire.
I don't know.
It's been burned. You better go ask the lady next door to you.
No, it's okay. I just turned it on just now because I took the battery out of my DVD remote.
Look at you. Just trying. You know, not
just
even no fresh batteries, huh?
I don't know. It's a drive-by battery. I just bought these batteries. It better last long.
Okay. So, there's the thing about masturbation. Now, it's just the craziest thing. Now, see, me personally, now, I know nobody's going to believe me when I say this, but like I said, I don't jack off. I may have jacked off maybe like 5 times in my life. And that was just because, like, I was just that desperate where I just had to bust a nut at that point. Like, I was just either turned on or some girl did something foul to me, and I was like, fuck that. Like, what did Martin say on his little comedy? I like, bust a nut on your ass, on her ass. And then I laughed at her, like, see, that could have been in you, but you chose otherwise. Like, no. But because at least as far as guys go, I mean, for girls, it just seems like it's a whole lot easier. And it's, like I said, it seems more fun when girls are doing what they do with themselves. Like I said, I can sit and watch a girl actually masturbate and enjoy herself. Like, as long as she's really getting into it or whatever, then I love that. Like I said, I got no problems with that whatsoever. But I mean, just speaking on me personally, like I said, especially the times when I was actually trying to jack off and everything, and there have been times when I've tried, I was just like, you know what, fuck this. Because it's a lot of work. Because, I mean, like I said, Dagger's not a rookie. I mean, I'm not trying to blow myself up or anything like that, but Dagger's not a rookie. So even when I'm getting pussy or head or something like that, it takes me a little while to, you know, get it in and do what I got to do. So if I'm not getting pussy or head and I'm sitting there with my own hand trying to, like, no, it's going to take, it takes forever. And then it's like, and I lose interest halfway through because it's like, and having started so young, at least having sex period, it's like, well, no, this is something that a girl's supposed to do. I'm not supposed to make myself bust a nut. I'm supposed to be with somebody in order to make this happen. So it's like, it just never worked for me. But as far as girls go, I mean, y'all could rub one out whenever y'all damn near please. Like, okay, I need to go handle this, handle that. Now, let me ask this. Do girls masturbate really a lot more than guys would probably think, huh? Girls, like I said, because, I mean, girls get it in, don't they? I mean, I'm sorry.
The older I've gotten, I mean, I don't masturbate as much. I mean, I really don't need to. I mean, maybe when I was younger, I would rather just hold off and wait and then just unleash. I don't.
Exactly. I'm more of I like a nice body on top of me instead of,
yeah.
That's, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable enough with
because
myself.
Also,
like,
when it comes to down to girls and y'all using dildos, like I said, that seems like a lot of work. Like I said, I've seen girls, like, masturbate with, like, toys and everything like that or dildos, and it's like, you're doing all the work for yourself that a guy's supposed to be doing. Like that shit looks tiring. And then also, girls, I don't know if it's a guy thing or because, like Nike was saying, like, you got girls know their own body. So, I mean, even when y'all masturbating, y'all know how to make yourself, I guess, bust quick, right? You know how to just get that feeling off real quick, right? Am I safe in assuming that?
That is correct.
Yes.
But it's not the same feeling as, like I said, an actual person making you reach that orgasm or whatever, right? It's a totally different feeling. I mean, you still get it off, but, I mean, it's just different, right?
For me, like an empty feeling. I don't know why. It just feels like, you know what I'm saying? It's not as intense. I don't know. It just doesn't feel as satisfying.
I haven't
tried it yet. So, I mean, I don't know. I'll let you know next Wednesday.
Yeah,
Corey,
next Wednesday. Put us to work with your bullet. Put us to work with your bullet and call in next week and let us know how the bullet works out. Maybe we can. But I've been to the sex store, too, and I'll be saying, like I said, some of that shit, like Corey was saying, they got some shit in there for y'all. You know, it's always about girls. It's always about girls.
They've got
girls. Like,
crazy shit. They've got stuff in there for you, too. They've got stuff in there for you,
see, the shit
too.
We get,
right.
But the shit guys get, we get shit like, you get like a fake rubber pussy. Who wants to fuck a fake rubber?
Yeah,
I mean, I guess a lot of guys do, but I don't understand that. You get a rubber pussy. And it has the asshole right there, too, and everything. And then it comes with its own lube, so you just got to lube it up. And then you just sitting there fucking some plastic. I couldn't even imagine myself fucking doing that. I'm sorry.
That's not for you, but that's for that guy that cannot get laid. And there are guys out there that cannot get laid.
Right.
But I mean, there's somebody out there that's going to fuck it. I mean, if I was at that point where I couldn't even get laid, I would be dealing with hookers and all kind of stuff like that before I still go get some kind of pocket pussy. Or something. That's what they actually call it, a pocket pussy. I've seen it called. Or you get these dudes, they got the ones, they got the little blow-up dolls and everything like that or shit like that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what is – niggas really be on this type of shit. There are these people – you know, I saw some crazy dude that, like, married a mannequin. I'm like,
that is correct. They're $5,000, yes, and it was his girl, and he drove her around, and he loved her to death, and he did not need a real woman. I saw that, too.
I'm like, wow, and it's a real, doll, like full-grown sex doll that moves and vibrates, and I'm like, and like you said, 5 G's for
yep.
that. Like, come on. I don't get it. That's just all it is masturbation.
G's? You could pay a girl 5 G's. If somebody told me I give you 5 G's,
Yeah, see, there's
you know,
a lot of regular girls that'll fuck you for 5 G's if you get you to bust it out real quick.
5 G's? Aw,
nigga.
Real
quick, huh?
You can get laid 5 times.
Oh, my God.
Another thing I don't understand. I mean, I don't know how you know the girl on girl action or whatever. Like, I like that too, but it just seems like it's two girls that are masturbating with each other. Especially if you're not using it, if you're not giving or getting head. You know what I mean? We all know the heads, but I mean, when I see two girls like with the like double sided dildo or one girl puts on the strap on with the dildo or thing like that. That shit just
Mm-mm.
I don't get that. I don't understand that. Like,
no, there are things called men. Who have those things permanently attached to them. Why would I need to go to the sex shop and buy one? I was grossed out the other day because I grabbed one and I didn't even know that it was for double penetration. I was like, oh, no, put that back. That's disgusting to me. Like, no, I'd rather, no, if I'm going to do that, you might as well.
I mean, the only plus I see.
It's just one phone call away. Come on now. It's never that serious. I mean, you could drive down to the store and go buy one. You could drive to the house.
Yeah, basically. The only plus I see really when it comes to girls and having strap-ons and fucking other girls with strap-on is because girls don't have the feeling. You know, a girl can keep going and just never stop. But, I mean, still at the same time, it's not the same thing. Like, it just can't be the same thing. Of course, like I said, me being a guy and then another thing. Like I said, I love women. I love y'all. Don't get it twisted. But I don't see how girls get fucked. Like I said, it's amazing to me that y'all can sit there and take dick the way that some of y'all do. And that's not in the fits that I'm saying or anything like that. Like I said, it just makes me glad that I'm a guy and I actually do the fucking instead of being the person that gets busy. I don't know. Maybe that's a guy thing. I'm sorry. But
my thing is like with me, I think sex is better when there's no condom because you can feel everything.
Yeah, true.
But now to put a plastic rubber – oh, that's the only thing it is, just rubber weenus inside of yourself. It just really doesn't, I don't know. I don't find it very attractive.
Mm-mm.
I mean, like, I don't be looking at stuff like, oh, yeah, that looks good. No, it doesn't, I don't think, I mean, I would have to be really fucked up to even, I don't know.
But even at that, with females, I mean, again, this is just me asking questions, and this is what I do. I ask questions because I want to know, because I don't know. Like I said, so I ask.
Go ahead.
Why go out, like I said, especially girls, like I said, y'all got fingers, y'all got y'all thing, you know what I mean? Why go out and buy something when you got something, like I said, you can either use one finger, you can put two, three, you know what I mean? You can get as big
okay.
as you want to, technically, right?
I'll go and I'll answer that question. Because for me, I can't speak for nobody else. For me, it feels better. Like, I just rather have that. It works for me. I just got to lay it there and enjoy. I don't need to tire down my fingers and get to writer's cramp trying to please myself. Like, come on. No. Just put it right there and just lay back and enjoy the ride until it's over.
Let me ask this also as well.
I like sex too much. I do. I just like it, and I would just rather wait. And then when I get with somebody and, you know, that's what we're going to do and we're going to be together and be committed, it's like on.
On and popping, huh? Gloves off, like, And then,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I can actually love that, too, because when a girl's built up, you can tell when a girl's built up. Like, I've been with girls that have had that built-up frustration that just built up, like, oh, and then when they unleash it on you, like, it is a good feeling when a girl just go all out. Because like I said before, I can't stand a lazy girl. And you know, and like I said, I like a girl, like I said, Don't be afraid to sweat. I've been with girls that just don't even like to sweat during sex. It's like, what do you like? This is what we're supposed to do.
Sweaty sex
activity.
Is best sex.
Thank you. Like,
sweaty sex is the. I swear to God, sweaty sex is the best sex. Like when a man like breaks out in full body sweat, like it's so amazing.
I'm glad you,
that's it that you gotta go get in the shower after, like.
I'm glad you said that
shower,
because
like,
I've actually been in trouble. Girls have actually, like I said, some of them, I guess those are like some real bougie bitches. Like I said, I be getting down. Like I said, on the one hand, this is why I can say this, because like I said, they was lazy, so I was already doing all the work. And then, you know, doing all the work, you start to sweat. But then I would sweat, and then like a little would drip on her or everything. She'd be like, ugh, or something like that. I'm like, what the fuck you mean, ugh? Like, come on.
I've got a question for you, Jagger. You're saying you're putting in all the work. What's all the work?
Wait, what's the work? What kind of work? What do you mean?
Well, I do a lot of work, like
she lays there, she lays on her back, legs, you know, straight missionary style. Like I said, I put that in a little bit, but I vary my missionary style. I put a variance on it. It's not the basic missionary. What I like to do is, got me talking. What I like to do is.
Can you
kind of like think like when two lesbians are scissoring, right? But it's like I put her one leg between my legs. I put the other leg like up over my shoulder, and I'm like, from what I understand is a lot of girls, especially if she can handle it, it's all about penetration. You know, I be aiming for the belly button. I be trying to get way up in there. You know what I mean? So it's like I try to, and she gotta be flexible enough to handle it. Cause like I see, I've dealt with girls that ain't even that flexible. I mean, it's like that limits what you can do when a girl's not flexible. So, ladies, like I said, work on your squats. Like Nike was saying, you got to be flexible. You got to be able to stretch. You got to be able to, because I can't stand that either, because it's like you're impeding me from doing what I want to do. It's like trying to drive with no gas in the car. It's like you're taking all my gas, or how you expect me to work. Like, I mean,
Do you like to do oral sex?
Well, also, yeah, I have that talent as well. Like, I feel if the girl's not trying to snap your neck with her legs, then you're not doing something right. So that's just or trying to push you away, or going
hello?
To come. Hello.
Oh,
we,
sorry,
you
guys.
Good?
I had clicked. Yeah, I'm good. I just had clicked over for the weenus on other line.
Give me one moment. Penis on the other line. So you put up
yes,
on hold
just,
on West Coast Wednesday.
I did, but look,
that's what you did.
Hold up.
You put us on hold so you can go talk to a dick supply. That's what you're telling me.
Hold on. This is hump night. I'm just trying to complete our mission here.
Okay, but you do that on your time. Like I said, you called in here. You stuck here until you go away.
You gotta wait. You are absolutely right, and I'm about to tell him to wait, or I'm about to tell him to call in.
Give him the number, Quinn, and tell him to call in. Yes,
yeah,
because we
and
him already talking.
Okay.
Give him the number and tell him to call in.
All right, give me 1 second. Hold on, one moment,
Oh, see, yeah, at least announce that you're going on hold or something. But anyway, see, but I don't know. Like I said, I feel if you're not sweating, if a girl's not tired afterwards, if she's not going into convulsions while you're going down on her, like I said, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And then a lot of niggas, what it really is, and what I've come to notice, and y'all can tell me if y'all agree or not, a lot of guys is too worried about themselves when it comes to sex. You know, they're just trying to get theirs and get the fuck off.
Yeah, I've never had that problem. Those are young boys. Young boys are selfish. Men are not.
I've never had
that problem.
Well, that's good to know. At least there's some people out there that's doing what they're supposed to be doing. Because, like I said, I've heard other stories where girls are like, man, this dude did. Wasn't even what, like. And then you never want a girl, because here's another question. Girls, if you don't put it on a girl or whatever, if you don't take it down the right way, she will talk about your ass in a bad way. And you will have a bad name in a lot of girls' mouths, right? Like, if you don't know what you're doing or if you just that bad, a girl will talk about your ass.
We'll talk about you, but, like, I mean, we don't spread it. I mean, just to, like, our closest friends. And when you walk
in,
but
you're going to be but basically what I'm saying is, yeah, you'll tell your friend, but you're going to make the biggest joke out of this nigga. Like, this motherfucker right here thought he was, like, you will talk about his ass, won't you?
Well,
yeah. I will.
That's just the one thing I've always been most scared about. That's why I've always tried to strive my hardest to make sure I do the right thing. Koya?
Okay. Hi.
Oh, you're back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, hold on. Now we got to give Koya her moment. So what happened with your dick supply? What did he say?
Hey, it's not just a dick supply. Okay, so anyway, he said he was going to call in right now.
Okay. Now, you know, you call in here, I'm going to grill him, like, you know what I mean? It ain't going to be no, I'm going to talk to him, we're going to talk.
Okay,
make sure
well,
you know
okay.
what he did. Okay, I'm just making sure.
He's grown.
There you go right there. Hold up. Here you go right here. I just see him. Here we go. Hold up, straight out the 909. Actually, hold on, we're going to do this. Tell your boy I see him right here. He's in the queue. We're going to play a couple more tracks real quick. We're going to come back, and we're going to get into this, all right? So tell your boy to hold on. I got Koya. Got Queenie hanging out. Nike, newest Daggers Beauty of the Week is popping tonight. We talking about sex, and we're going to get into I'm going to talk to your boy when he get back. We're going to see what's up. So we're going to go with Keilani real quick. Sex me, because this is what we on right now, so fuck it. We'll be right back.
I'ma give it to you. You already know what I wanna do. I'ma give it to you. I'ma give it to you. It's getting hot in here. Come here. Can I tell you something? Let's go to your place. I wanna give you a taste. You like it in your face? Touch my body, boy, and embrace. Real sex by the fireplace. You're thankful I can say grace. You're sexy, then you're a pussy. A freak is why you're in me. Sex me, I'ma sex you. Sex me, I'ma sex you here. Sex me, I'ma sex you there. Sex me, everywhere. Sex me, pull my hair. Sex me, in every way. Sex me, I'ma leave it with you. Sex me, I'm feeling you. Sex me, I'ma sex you. Sex me, I'ma sex you there, sex me everywhere, sex me, pull my hair, sex me in every way, sex me, I'ma leave it with you, sex me, I'm feeling you, I'ma give it to you right, I'm feeling for you inside, it feels so good, so right, you like it nice and tight, like when you look in my eyes, the moment I don't fight, you kill it like I'm fine. Sex me, I'ma sex you. Sex me, I'ma sex you here. Sex me, I'ma sex you there. Sex me, everywhere. Sex me, pull my hair. Sex me in every way. Sex me, I'ma leave with you. Sex me, I'm feeling you. Sex me, I'ma sex you. Sex me, I'ma sex you here. Sex me, I'ma sex you there. Sex me, everywhere. Sex me. Pull my hair, sex me in every way. Sex me, I'ma leave with you. Sex me, I'm feeling you. I am addicted, hooked to your swag. Love your style, how you can't stand. Thinking of you, I've got it bad. Honey, see, I've been bad. When I'm around you, I lose control. I need a leader, take control. Blow my back, make me all energized. Runny, whoa. Sex me, I'ma sex you. Sex me, I'ma sex you here. Sex me, I'ma sex you there. Sex me, everywhere. Sex me, pull my hair. Sex me, in every way. Sex me, I'ma leave with you. Sex me, I'm feeling you. Sex me, I'ma sex you. Sex me, I'ma sex you here. Sex me, I'ma sex you there. Sex me, everywhere. Sex me, pull my hair. Sex me, in every way. Sex me, I'ma leave with you. Sex me, I'm feeling you. I saw you looking, I was looking too. Coming through me, what you gonna do? Every time we meet, no fronting you. You into me, I'm into you. Hit me up, you got me stuck like glue. Take my clothes off, peek a boo. Love me down all night. After that, good night. Sex me, I'ma sex you. Sex me, I'ma sex you here. Sex me, I'ma sex you there. Sex me, everywhere. Sex me, pull my hair. Sex me, in every way. Sex me, I'ma leave with you. Sex me, I'm feeling you. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, you ain't know. Sex for you. Yeah. What? Thought I was lying? Thought I was gonna make this? Yeah, come on. Her name is Jay Mills. Bad little mama. I met her on the net, and little mama is a problem. The problem is she hotter than any fire. She says she wanna meet him and find out what type of guy he is. Late sex on the phone sex, and she says she's sending me a pic, and I hope that they all naked. Cause I don't get to see her much. I'ma just be honest, I ain't never even seen her once. Long distance relations, all this damn waiting. But I'ma be patient. The longer I wait, the harder it gets. But understand when we meet, you my woman, that's it. Cause all this play shit really ain't feeling the same. A different girl every week, none sharing my name. I need a woman who is nice and is ready for change. And when we finally meet, then I'm leaving the game. Your Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She say she got a man, but I don't care who's with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it. Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. Say she got a man, but I don't care who was with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it.
She got light skin, say sweet like some peaches and cream. Man on the net, baby straight digging on me. With the instant lead, 7 digits throwing at me. Her name is Honey Baby, something like the queen should be. So amazing, and she's looking good, brown sugar. Your boy is too skinny, got me now, watch me get her. Me and my cousin taste something like Big and Jigger. Your boy's too smooth, she wet from this internet.
Facebook, Twitter,
you know I had to get her. You said you have a man, but I don't care who is with her. Is your boy that smooth with it? I know I'm too cool for it. But I ain't trippin' no, cause bad bitches come and go. Honey's so sick with it, plus she got a dope flow. And I ain't trippin' no, cause bad bitches come and go. Honey's so sick with it, and she got a dope flow.
Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She said she got a man, but I don't care who was with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it. Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She say she got a man, but I don't care who was with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth. Tattoos and all. Even with your flaws, I can get you through it all. You headed out to college now. Lil mama, I'm proud of you. Just know that anytime you cry, you know that I smile for you.
Stop the water pipe, girl, let me dry your eyes. You know every time I come around, your heart smiles. You're the Sony to my station, let's play around. Maybe for a little bit better on the cam.
Light skin, 5'7", she that model type. I'm talking cold body shape and her mind is right. Baby, for the night, we should hop up on the Skype. You know I'm nasty, so I'm thinking showing you the pipe.
Showing you the pipe, wild dreams come to life. Pain mixed with pleasure, so the passion lasting all night. Wanted to get nasty, so I show the pipe on the Skype and tell your brain. Beautiful frame, honey cocaine, I'm better from.
Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She said she got a man, but I don't care who's with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it. Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She say she got a man, but I don't care who was with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it.
Good day, sir. May I have your daughter's hand now?
Okay, look, I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but it's just not going to happen. I was just trying to be polite, okay? I don't think my daughter would date either of you, let alone marry you, okay?
Who said anything about marriage or dating? Dumbass.
Yeah, really. Give me her hand, right now. I don't even care which one she uses.
What are you babbling about, sir? We are a proper gentleman, and we wish for your daughter to use her hand upon us. We have asked you for her hand in the manner of proper gentlemen.
Yeah, so you have to now. That's the rule.
You want my daughter, my sweet little angel, to perform...
Fuck off. You sick little back. I will kill you!
Can I have her hand now?
Hey, buddy.
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, her mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, the Dagger, on Bang All Radio. Let's get it.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger. Let me get my co-host back in, Queen V. Hold on, you still good?
I'm here, of course, like always.
All right, newest Dagger's Beauty of the Week, Nike Evans. Hold on, come on, you can do it.
I'm here.
Ma'am, still in the building. Hold on, down the line. Let's see, Koya, let's see if we can get her back in. Hold on.
Hey, what's up?
Koya's still good? All right, and then Koya's friend, like I said, hold on, buddy, I'm bringing you in now. 909-0675, hold on, let's see. Yes, sir, you got Dagger, what it do? Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, how's it going tonight? How you feeling?
I'm all right, and yourself?
Man, just another day in the office chilling with these ladies right now, getting into all kind of conversations, man, and then I only had to bring you in, man. I had to bring you in because, like I said, Koya was over here talking. He was having a conversation. She switched over, hollered at you real quick, came back talking about that was my dick supply. I'm like, okay.
I did not say that.
Hey, I'm talking. Whoa. Don't interrupt me. Hold on. I'm talking.
Go ahead, Mr. Dagger. Go ahead.
So I was like, all right, well, since we were talking about sex and fucking and all that, anyway, I was like, man, I got to have my boy call in or whatever because, you know, she interrupted my show. Now, I can understand that. You know, I'm not a hater or anything like that, but I had to figure out at least why she was interrupting my show, so I hope you don't mind. But, so let me ask you this,
okay.
What you got planned for tonight? What are your plans for tonight?
For tonight,
honestly,
a blunt and then some sleep.
A blunt and then some sleep. Koya, it looks like it's going to work out for you tonight. I'm sorry.
You going to do my girl like that, so, Monte?
Told you.
What happened?
Koya was over here. She interrupted my show. Let me tell you, because I mean, this may change your mind about what you're doing tonight. She's over there, in bed, drinking, all by herself, got a little bullet she don't want to play with. You know, she's trying to do something better than that. And basically, like I said she was hollering at you, but like I said you're going to sleep tonight. You still going to do that, or you going to go over there and help my girl?
Hell no, I'm finna smoke a blunt, and I'm finna tell her to help her out.
That's that real nigga shit right there. I can respect that, though.
All right, Monte, all of that. All right, no, Koya, you ain't even got to say nothing. Next time Monte comes through to the house, he ain't allowed in.
When he do his little pop-ups,
and he don't want to call nobody. He just want to show up and don't even get nobody a warning that he coming through. So I can figure out what I'm
going to
do for tonight. It's all good, Monte.
Okay, Nicole, since you know what I'm going to do for tonight, can you, like, let us use the room?
What you mean? Nicole is not even there.
Oh, so see, you're confusing me now.
No, that's what I'm saying. Nah, Nicole's injured. She's on injury reserve right now. That's what I'm saying. Koya was over there. She was feeling lonely. You know what I mean? She's over there drinking. She looking at that bullet like, damn, I don't want to focus this bullet.
Nah, it's okay. Nah, Koya's not lonely no more. Boom. Koya in the bed with Rover. She in the bed with Scooby and Theodore.
Hey, make sure Scooby's good, Koya.
Well, can I join y'all then?
See, now you're ready to come. See, you ready to come over now?
Because it's the three of them now.
Nah, it's all good, bro. I was just fucking with you, Pippa. But, I mean, on some real shit, though, man, let me ask you this, though. I mean, forget they on the phone right now, man. We just talking, right? Now,
yeah.
Now, what's the number one problem with ladies nowadays, man, as far as, you know, I mean, are you having an issue? I mean, what's the number one pet peeve you got with girls right now? Because, I mean, girls are actually crazy nowadays, man. What's your number one pet peeve you keep coming across?
Like, you know, they ain't trying to suck no dick no more. Nowadays, like, you know, back in the day, you know, you can get you something giving it, you know, like it's a fair trade.
True.
I totally agree.
Let me, I agree. Let me back my man real quick for a quick second because, yes, a lot of girls nowadays have been afraid. I'm not going to say afraid. They're just not doing it. I mean, in a sense, because I could speak for example. I mean, I was in a situation once where a girl was about to mount me, let's put it that way or whatever, but then was basically talking about, okay, well, we'll get it wet first. Like, what do you mean get it wet first? You get it wet. That's the point. Like, you're supposed to see me. I firmly believe that before any kind of penetration, there's supposed to be some hair going on because that lubricates the dick, that gets shit ready and everything. I just feel that that's just, it's part, it should be automatic. Like, okay, eat pussy, suck dick, get the fucking. That's just how I feel it is. Or do it at the same time. 6ix9ine, get it out the way at the same time.
That's what I've been trying to say, but you know,
Jagger, I got a question. Every time you say girl, how old are these girls you're dealing with?
I've dealt with a variety of girls from a wide range. I've had cougars, I've had younger girls. You know, everybody's legal or anything like that. So I've had a range. And then especially even some older women, it's just more so like this. Maybe it's just me because I'm actually good at eating pussy. Like I said, I'm good at that. That's what I like, and I'm a giver. I like doing that. But then it's like I be getting a girl so turned on. I be getting a girl so turned on by eating it that as soon as I'm done eating, she just want me to fuck. She just want me up in it after that. And she just bypasses everything else prior to that, you know, before that. I'm like, and then I'm usually just like, oh, fuck it, whatever, let's just go or something like that. She just be so on it after the head that she just can't wait to do anything else. She doesn't want to stop to give me head in order for me to fuck. She just want to get straight to fucking after that because she's just that turned on, I guess. That's the excuse that I've gotten, you know.
I like it. I like it. Every boyfriend I've had, they can sit and watch a whole football game, and I'll be right on it, driving.
God, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. God damn. I can be playing my video game. You know,
it's
I can be playing with the video game linked to the side with my controller and everything and still be good, huh?
Yeah, I'm not cooking. It's not a chore. And you know the funny thing is, like, I don't cook. I don't do all of that. But I've never had a man not satisfied. And I believe if you lick, you do everything you need to do, and you keep your man happy, and you enjoy
it, you don't have to worry. Wait, hold on. Repeat that one more time, because I don't think people got that. Because I've been saying that for years. And I'm glad there's a female that's actually saying that. I've been saying it for years, that if you keep your guy satisfied, if you fuck him, suck his dick, and you suck his dick when he don't expect you to suck his dick. Like, the nigga's going to work, you're like, nah, hold on, baby, hold on. Suck him up real quick, then sit in the work. Like, I mean, it's that type of shit people got to do. Like, so say it one more time for him, Mike.
You need to make sure your man is happy. That is the problem. And me, like, nowadays, I agree with some women. I'm not saying all. But it's just like, that's why there's all this divorce. If your man was screwed 5 times a day, like I like to, get up in the morning, do it in the afternoon, do it at night, do it before dinner, do it before you go to sleep, that is me.
I'm not really a give header type person. Point blank, period. I'm young,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I haven't really experienced a whole bunch of that. So my thing is like, I don't want to give head to somebody that's going to get slapped, because then I'm about to be down there on your dick and I did all of that shit and for no reason for you to think it's whack. My thing is, I will do it just because it's like, you know, I love to receive it. That's just my shit.
Wait. So you're only doing it because you want something back. Is that what you're telling me? Do I have that clarified?
I mean, I've given head without getting head back. I've given head without getting nothing back but a kiss.
Okay.
That's it. Like, you feel me? I mean, I understand the point of niggas want head. I understand that they enjoy it and all that other stuff. But me, you know, I mean, I'm not really that type of give head type of girl. I'm not, but, like, I will. I do it. Like, me, my biggest fantasy in the whole world, my biggest fantasy is for me and my dude to get into it, and he mad, and he gonna take a shower, and I just give him some head. That's my
there
biggest
you go,
fantasy
man.
Overall. Overall. And I don't even give head.
But we all realize there's a difference between wanting. There's a difference between wanting to do it and feeling you have to do it. You never want a girl to give you head. You never want a girl. You never want a girl to give you head that's not into it. The only thing worse than good head is lazy head. When this is like,
you missed the point. She doesn't know she's doing it really, really good. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you practice. How are you going to get better if you don't do it?
I'm doing it really, really good.
Exactly, but that's my thing. Quinn has never had a teacher. She needs a teacher, somebody who, you feel me, somebody who takes the time out to teach her. Because if you've never had anybody who takes the time out to be like, look, this is the way that I like this to be done, then you don't know, you know. So you just go off instinct on what you feel. So if you don't tell me what you like, I like somebody to tell me what you like.
Okay, look.
I like that.
Exactly, but my thing is, y'all might laugh at me, but I really feel like, dude, wait.
I don't want to throw up on you, so I'm letting you know right now.
Don't try to deep throw shit that you can't help. Like I said, it's happened to me before. A girl thought she could deep throw some shit and literally threw up on a nigga dick. Now, part of my head, I was like, okay, well, that makes me feel all big and everything like that. But on the other side, it's like, ugh. But at the same time, you have
exactly.
to know your limit. You have to know your limitations, and every girl.
But wait,
I'm telling you, I'm just telling you for future reference. Then you
want
to be able to.
Like
I said, I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help. You know, this is me
but
trying to help right here. I'm trying to help.
The only kind of help that you can do as a man is when she's sucking your penis, when she asks you, how does it feel, what do you like, you communicate. You don't sit there and go, yeah. You go, toggle my nuts, lick my dick, do what needs to be done so you can direct her.
Yeah, I don't even actually like my nuts licked, actually. You don't have to go that deep for me. I don't know. It gives me a tickly feeling. And then I almost had to sock this bitch once because she was sucking my dick and then tried to, like, put her hand, like, underneath my balls and then tried to reach her finger, like, through the other part of my shit to go towards my ass. I'm like, bitch, no, I don't get none of that. Like, nah, bitch. I don't know what niggas you've been dealing with, but stay away from my asshole, stay away from me, and that's it. Like, I literally almost slapped the shit out the bitch. Like, but the number one rule, and this is for anybody
no
listening,
teeth.
Everybody on the phone, like, no teeth. Number one rule. That's for everybody. Nobody likes teeth around their area. Nobody. So... Is I know it's called eating pussy out, but you don't literally eat it, fellas. Like I said, you don't literally eat it, all right? So learn that. Because a girl is kill you quick if you bite her clit or something like that. Trust me. Like I said, we've all been through the training process.
It's not sexy. It doesn't turn nobody on. My thing is when you're giving some head, focus on the clit. Focus there. And then I promise you it'll be great. Just focus there. Don't be trying to put too much tug in the hole and trying to fuck me with your tongue. No, nigga. The dick's for fucking. The tongue is for the clit. Trust and believe. That's where it's at.
And see, yeah, guys, this is amazing. Like I said, we're just getting started. And, like, 2 hours have already went by. So I'm sadly enough, we're going to have to put it into this show already. But what I also want to do is I want to make this promise. But I've also realized as well, like I said, y'all been doing really well on promoting the show, talking about it and everything, and this is everybody who's listening right now. If we get up to 500 downloads, then I'm going to drop some extra change and we're going to go to 3 hours. I'm going to extend the show personally myself. So if we're up to like 250 right now, that's half. If everybody who's listening to the show or downloads the show or whatever is talking about the show now, if y'all tell at least one or two other people and they start downloading everything like that and we double this up, we're going to extend this to 3 hours because, I mean, 2 hours is not enough time for us to get into the things that we really want to talk about. Maybe even 3 hours isn't enough, but we need more time. But I'm going to let everybody get their shout-outs and everything real quick. So, Koya, first out the gate, anybody you want to give your shout-outs to? Let people know where they can find you. If they want to holler at you real quick, let them know what's up.
Dagger, you already know who I'm about to shout-out, right?
Mama.
Exactly. I want to shout-out my mama 10 times. I want to shout-out my mama 3 times on top of that 10. And then I want to shout out Coley Mama. I really don't want my mama to feel like I stole Coley away from her. I really don't. I want to shout out my moon. I love you. Thank you for coming and calling in on the show, even though you were mean.
What do you mean he was? You're talking like he ain't still here. He's still chilling. Like I said, he's going to shout out 40 seconds, so it's okay, but go ahead.
I know he's still there. That's why I said it. But anyway, I want to shout out my mama. I want to shout out my family. I want to shout out Coley. I miss her. She's not in my bed tonight. I'm just in the bed with her Scooby and my Rover and Theodore underneath the bed chewing on a bone. But, you know, I'm in here by myself. I want to shout out my roommate. She probably sleep for bringing me Ciroc at the house. If you want to find me, you can find me at Facebook.com. You know, I don't know what my URL is. But
how you gonna drop a website you don't even know your URL on?
Because look, I'm so unique that I'm the only Sequoia Little inside of Facebook ever.
Okay.
So, if you wanna hit me up,
there's actually three.
I'm the only Sequoia Little inside of Facebook. The only Sequoia Little inside of Facebook. So, if you wanna hit me up, you can hit me up there. I really don't know my Twitter, so I mean, you know, if you wanna find me, you can find me. I'm not going to give you my number, but, all of that. But I love you guys. I'm going to shout out Dagger. Thank you so much for having me on your show. Thank you so much, Queen, for letting me be on your show. Nice to meet you, Nike. We never got formally introduced, but you just really helped me because my birthday is exactly a month from
Oops, wait, hold on, Quay. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry, I just cut you off. My bad. Hold on. Wait. Wait for it. Wait for it. Hold on. Gotta bring you back. I'm sorry. I do apologize. I'm sorry. I pressed the wrong button. I'm trying to get shit ready. That's my fault. Drink's kicking in right now. Nigga hot as fuck. Hold on. Oh man, you can't tell me this isn't actual reality though. Like I'm saying, this is the real world. Wait, no, we got her. Damn it. Sorry, Clay. My bad. All right, Clay. I'm sorry. We just cut. Wait.
Yeah.
There you go. We're back. All right, go ahead. My bad.
All right. Well, yeah. I want to shout out Dagger. Thank you so much for letting me be on your show. The queen, always. I want you to hurry up and come home tomorrow because my bed is so empty. Stuffed animals is not cutting it, and my moon is not about to come by tonight. So, I mean, I'm just so empty over here. Nice to meet you, Nike. I didn't like to get formally introduced to you, but you really did help me out because my birthday is exactly a month from today. And I need to get into a dress size, so that cardio suggestion, I'm going to be doing it tomorrow in the morning before I go to work.
I can help you with some cardio.
Nah.
Now you want to talk now. Yeah.
All right, Clay, good looking out. Mr. Moon, any shout-outs you want to give for checking in, man? Anybody want to say what's up to real quick, man? If you want people to holler at you, I mean, you can shoot your Facebook links or anything like that.
Yes, I actually do. Give a shout-out to my daughter. Good night, little Shelly. I love you. Give a shout out to my little brother. I know you smoking the black without me, but I'm gonna be out there in a minute. I want to give a shout out to you, Dagger. I appreciate you. You know, letting me put my little voice on the
No
radio.
Problem, Pivot. Like I said, man, you can check in here anytime, man. It's always good. Like I said, Wednesday is more like ladies' nights or whatever. So I mean, I cater to the ladies as much as possible. I mean,
okay. They
be trying to ride on niggas sometimes, man. So I mean, real niggas always welcome to come in and give their opinion on shit. You know what I mean? So like I said, spread the word. Keep the number in your phone, call him whenever, man. We always out here chilling.
Mando.
Yes, sir. Good looking out. And then, yes, last but not least, as always, Dagger's newest beauty of the week, Miss Nike Evans. Thank you so much for being here today. Like I said, very open, very honest, very real, exactly the type of people we like around here. Like I said, because we all grow, we all adults. But, you know, people be on that shy tip, don't want to, like, talk or whatever. They scared to, like, but that's how we exchange information. That's how people learn shit. You got to be real. You got to be honest. You got to be cutthroated sometimes. So thank you very much for being here. Any shout-outs you want to give, make sure you drop your links and everything real quick or your email so people can holler at you about their physical training or anything like that or what's up. Let them know what's up with you.
All right. Well, I just want to say thank you guys for having me. This has been fun. First of all, I had a really good time. I just want to shout-out to my daughter, Essence, my best friend, Karen, my sister, Shakia, and just everybody out there that listened, even my friends that tuned in tonight. And the only link I've got is my email address. So it's www.nike2092000@yahoo.com. Email me if you have any questions. I'm here, and I'm all about fitness, and you guys have been great.
Yes, ma'am. And then, you know, as always, like I said, your Dagger's Beauty of the Week, like I said, that's long-lasting. So you're more than welcome. Like I said, keep the number. If you're ever listening to the show, you're always welcome to call in, check in, let us know what's going on with you. When you finally escape L.A., make sure you spread the word wherever you go and still holler at us, all right? Don't forget about us, okay?
I won't. And thank you both, and just thanks, everybody. You guys are great.
No problem, ma'am. You've been fun as well. Like I said, anytime, holler at us, check in with us, let us know what's going on. And like I said, very open and definitely call in because, like I said, reality is always what we're about here. So you hear something you want to talk or speak on or whatever, you always call in and let us know what's up, all right?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Holler at you later. And also remember, you got the link and everything now. So the people, if they didn't catch it live, they can always go back and listen to the whole thing and, you know, spread that around, let people know what's up because, like I said, that's how we're going to make things happen around here is just by people talking. They're going to believe you. They're not going to believe me when I tell them my show is cool or we be having fun over here. They're not going to believe me, but they're going to believe you. Right.
Well, you know what's funny? Because I just didn't see my pictures. I don't want to sound vain, but I was looking.
You were looking?
Yeah, you said you put my pictures up. I didn't see them on the website.
Oh, wait, no, I haven't put them up yet. I put them up on my Facebook. Like I said, I got them up there so far. I got to put them up on the other one later. Like I said, I can do Facebook and this at the same time. The other one, it takes a little bit more time for me to do it.
Gotcha.
But what I'll do is I'll text you my Facebook link to the picture so you can see them over there, too.
Oh, perfect. Okay,
all right,
you.
That'll work then. So, yes, Miss Nike Evans, as always. And one more time, what does Nike stand for?
Goddess of Victory.
Ooh, I love it. And one more time, tell ladies how they're going to keep their man around them and be happy.
Seriously, suck them, fuck them, and love them.
There it is. It's simple. It don't get no more simple than that. All right, Miss Evans. Thank you so much, all right?
All All right. Bye.
And then Miss Queen V, my beautiful co-host, as always, ma'am. Any shout-outs you want to give real quick? Let people know where they can find you and what's going on.
Shout-out to my girl, Koya. I love her to death. Y'all do not understand why I love that girl so much. She is crazy. Shout-outs to Koya Mama. Shout-out to her because I did see her yesterday, and she showed me some love. So shout-outs to Koya Mama. I love you, Mama Veronica. Shout-outs to my mama. I'm here with her tonight. I had to come and sprinkle some love on her day today. So, shouts out to school being over for the summer. Thank God. Whew. Take my last final tomorrow. Wipe that off my brow. You guys can find me on Facebook.com/ColeyBaby. That's ColeyBaby. Guys, hit me up. Twitter, Queen Vicky _ capital TM, that's Queen Vicky, VICKY _ TM. Follow me. We always talking about the show. We always talking about real stuff on my Twitter. So please believe me. Talk to me. I talk back. Who else?
I don't know. Who else?
shout out to the homie Slow. I know your birthday's coming up. That's Friday, your birthday's coming up. Shout out to the homie Slow, being an old man. that's it.
All right. And then, like I said, y'all know who this is, man, the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bag All Red. I just shout out anybody. Like I said, anybody and everybody that's supporting the show, that's listening, that's calling and talking to us, that's doing their part, because, like I said, it takes all of us to make something happen. I'm just providing a platform for people to get stuff off their chest, for people to ask questions, for people to understand, and I just hope somebody listens or people listen. Like I said, I don't know shit. I never act like I know shit. I know a few things. Don't get it twisted. Like I said, I am smart, but at the same time, I don't know everything, and I know that. That's why I ask the questions that I do. That's why I hope people are listening to what we got going on over here, because these are real people telling y'all real, honest answers, all right? So, like I said, take it how you want to. You can either believe what we got going on over here, or you can not give a fuck about it. Either way, it doesn't matter, because we're going to keep it rolling. We're going to keep it pushing. I'm going to do everything I can to provide y'all good shows, good music, good people, good conversations, and especially here on Wednesday night, because I just consider Wednesday night ladies' night, all right? That's just how I consider it. And like I said, fellas, we talk about the ladies. Ladies, we talk about the fellas, and we hope that somewhere in the middle somebody's going to get the point across or somebody's going to get some understanding, because the main problem that I have with a lot of people and a lot of things going on right now is that nobody understands. Nobody listens. Nobody cares to find out what's going on with the next person or what their partner, their friends, their family. Just nobody cares and nobody gives a fuck, all right? And I'm the main person to say that I don't give a fuck, even though I do. I try, but that's the sad part, is because I'm trying not to give a fuck, because everybody else doesn't care. And it's hard being the good guy in a sea of people that don't give a fuck, which is why I actually do this show, which is why I love being around these people, like meeting these people, because it gives me a reason to understand that, you know, I'm not the only sane one in the world, even though I'm crazy as fuck. So, and we all had experiences. We all come from different backgrounds. We all do different things. But at the same time, if you're smart about yourself and what you do, you stay focused on what you got to do, stay focused on your work, music, family, kids, I mean, whatever you got going on, you got to stay focused, got to stay dedicated, got to know what you want to do. If you don't know what you want to do with yourself, there's no way you can help out the next person, there's no way you can be involved in what everybody else is going on, and there's nothing that can be done with that, because especially me, this is the most that I can help y'all with. This is the most I can do, because besides that, I really don't care, because nobody seems to care about me. Outside of y'all, like I said, people that fuck with me, but outside of that, more people would rather hate on what we got going on over here than make something positive about it. So that's why I'm trying to do the best that I can to bring y'all something positive, bring y'all something good, bring y'all some funniness, some jokes, some laughs, some chuckles. But it's all real. It's reality. This is real, real reality. Fuck the Housewives. Fuck Kim Kardashian. If y'all want some reality, fuck with your boy, the Dagger, all right? Fuck with Queen V. Fuck with West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Fuck with Slap Sundays. That's where y'all going to get y'all reality. That's where y'all going to hear some real world shit going on. And then also make sure, like I said, and I promise y'all, if I get up to 500, we're going to add on an extra hour. That's more time for us to talk. That's more music, more independent artists. Make sure, like I said, y'all talk to y'all friends. Y'all talk to y'all musicians. Y'all talk to beauties. Anybody that want to come in here that's about something and want to let it know what's be going on, all right? So that's where we at. I want to thank everybody for being here. We ran way over time, but that's okay. like I said, you can't condense certain things down. Sometimes it just takes that amount of time, so you wouldn't be able to hear this live, but if you go back and listen to the actual show, you get to hear the whole show, all right? So thank you for your downloads. Thank you for always being here. We hope to see y'all next week. It's 9 to 11 right here on West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, with the Dagger, Queen V. We'll be back on Sunday, Slap Sunday, you know, slapping the stupidity out of y'all. And you know over there, that's where the real shit talking go down. So we're going to definitely see what y'all got to say on Sunday, all right? So we're going to ride out with the LID boys, all right? They're going to play up in it, and I hope y'all getting y'all fuck on tonight after tonight, all right? And if not, there is always masturbation. We did talk about that, but that's up to y'all, all right? We'll see y'all next Wednesday from 9 to 11. We'll see y'all on Sunday from 7 to 9, West Coast Wednesdays, Slap Sundays, Bang Out Radio, Dagger, Queen V. Shout out to my newest beauty of the week. Nike Evans. Make sure y'all check her out on my Facebook. I'm going to try to load her up on my Bang Out Radio site tonight. But besides that, y'all, we'll be back. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. See y'all next week.
Bye, y'all.
What's
she doing? Yeah, I want to come over there right now. Tell your friends you ain't having no company tonight. It's just me and you. And where that thing goes.
She say she like it slow, so I take my time on her. Searching for a G-spot so I can get them sounds out. I'm licking on the back, loving a tattoo. Her body frame perfect like the cartoon Betty Boo. And the smile is flawless. She like my favorite candy bar. Now what you calling? And you can have it your way. So I from the back like a roll of faith. Now we're juggling on the bed and she biting on the seat. I can tell the way she moaning. She bound the feet. So like black sheep, I'm a freak. So I go a little deeper. My boy ain't the wiper. I'm just trying to be her teacher. And so get a baby and a play of penny. How much you wanna pin it? Tell me just to look and fit it. Promise you I wanna hit. I'll have you screaming like, ooh, ooh, I'll have you moaning like, ooh, ooh. And can I lick it, can I taste it? Can I lick it, can I taste it? Now ladies, let's get naked. Ladies, let's get naked. And can you wear my baby? And can you wear my baby?
Back and he rolling the dust. We drunk, we all wanna touch. Certified doing so we all wanna take his toes off, throw him off in the cut. No shit, filling all on the butt. Back to the house and we all get beat that thing up, by the bus get. Got enough shit and she eating out. If I get me, then I'm good, then I'm out. I'm digging it out, can't figure it out. Gonna sleep, I think I bust three in a new shit was gone by the way I was in it. Knocking on the door, I'll be done in a minute. Thought I was finished, I was right back in it. Answer the question, can I play in it?
So baby, can I play a minute? I'm a
and they both on silent. Wanna leave, but she need holding me tighter. Can't control the habits, I got power. Now it's first, she got a key to the pilot. Damn.
Oh,
fight the right thing, you know I wanna see. Start from your head, move down to your feet. Just you and me, we alone on the beat. Hit the right spot, then you go to the beat. Know it's getting high, I don't care about the heat. Take a long stroke, so you know I'm going deep. Know it's getting good when you pull on the sheet. I don't even care, you wanna see.
So baby, can I play your penis? How much you wanna pin it? Tell me it's a lick and fit it. Promise you I wanna hit. I'll have you screaming like, ooh, ooh. I'll have you moaning like, ooh, ooh. Can I lick it, can I taste it? Can I lick it, can I taste it? Now ladies, let's get naked. Ladies, let's get naked.
And can you wear my baby?
And can you wear my baby? Oh, oh, my, 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 oh.
Can I touch you there? Can I lick you there?